Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, big day here locally. Mother Jones, the all-time progressive rag, says it's much bigger what happens today in Philadelphia. If Larry Krasner wins overwhelmingly, then that's the template. Fight him, Larry. Larry Krasner, they say, is the one political figure that's actually fighting effectively against crime. No. Donald Trump. So we'll see. I did vote earlier today on the way here. I wasn't chancing it, waiting to go home.
Beautiful sticker you got there.
Yeah, beautiful sticker. Yeah. I'd rather say I voted against Krasner. How many times can I pull that? Oh, come on. Just a couple more times. Lever creaks where I am on the
does it?
Usually the people that I vote for, they're not used that much. Yes. All right. So we'll give you a little bit of that. But here is President Trump talking about one of the stories of the day, calling her that woman. That's the woman in the big red, suit jacket, blazer, that was pushing and shoving. I never said body slamming. I don't know how we said body slamming. But here's what President Trump said about LaMonica McIver, who is going to be the subject of the Van Drew subcommittee hearing today. We're waiting to get the sound on that. It's pretty fierce. The Democrats are threatening to do anything in Congress, all because Alina Habba, who was a great choice to put into New Jersey, has indicted her on this, clearly attacking ICE agents. Here's President Trump.
Give me a break. Did you see her? She was out of control.
Did you admit that?
Those days are over. The days of woke. The days of woke. No, I didn't. The days of woke are over. That woman, I have no idea who she is. That woman was out of control. She was shoving federal agents. She was out of control. The days of that crap are over in this country. We're going to have law and order.
All right. So let's see now. You know, they are going to be particularly, they did the right thing. The mayor of Newark didn't do too much. So Pam Bondi said, all right, no harm, no foul. Get your tour and get out. But McIver did. And as you know, Jeff Van Drew chairs a subcommittee under Judiciary. And that's one of the major things they're going to be talking about. You know, I just had a great idea as a side question. I'm watching the testimony of Pam Bondi. And Dan, on the screen, I think it would be to your right, too, on Fox. This guy's great. You talk about staring straight ahead. Is the guy alive? The guy with the gray hair.
He looks like a corpse.
Oh, my God.
The guy on the right, right?
Yeah, yes, yes.
The young Mike Pence?
Yeah, the young Mike Pence. Did you ever see the people? You know, the side question.
He licked his lips. He's alive.
The side question could be at some point.
He hasn't blinked.
Who is it? Who is it you would put You know, what you give it two people you would put behind you if you were testifying that you think would be interesting. My God, where do they get these people? And they're told just stare straight ahead, you know? All right, so 855-839-1210. Alita Habba then charges the Democrat woman. We got that going on. We got the Krasner election. Headline, Mother Jones. This election is a whole lot bigger than what happens in Philadelphia. It's a lot beyond that. And do I have a story? Let me just tease it a little bit here now. I've been itching to talk about this. Remember when we talked about the Bears and the Cans and Dawn Fantasia and Sussex County and all the nonsense with the bird feeders? Well, now we have one that is a big fight. And Dan, this applies to you. I'm not sure what your home ownership says. Delaware Valley Journal says that a bill passed in the House, the Right to Dry bill, it protects clotheslines from overbearing homeowners associations. In other words, as long as it's in the back of your house, you can put up a clothesline and have your clothes dry in the sun, which is better for the climate. The drying, as long as it doesn't rain, you know what I mean?
I don't have anything wrong
much
with
better.
That.
Oh,
maybe he does. Like I'll throw stuff on the back porch to dry sometimes, like drape it over a chair. We don't have the clothesline back there.
Oh, it's a clothesline. You need to close. I bet they're not allowed where you are.
In Philly, we had a clothesline, and I'd hang my stuff up there. But Maisie, I one time hung her underwear up, and she was furious.
Yeah, though. Yeah. Well, Port Richmond, I could see them clotheslines.
Oh, well, yeah. All of our neighbors can just look out their back window. And
I bet a quarter of the people listening live in some kind of area where it's at least frowned on to have a clothesline.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's like Shantytown or something if you do that. So it did pass the House. Now it goes to the Senate. And the idea is that, as I said, as long as you have it in the back of the house, you can put your clothes out there. You can have it on a clothesline. I bet there are people that are listening that are furious that object to clotheslines. I think, oh my God, we couldn't have that in our neighborhood. It's one of the signs of, you know, is a neighborhood not as elegant or as ritzy. You can't do that here. I mean, it wouldn't be allowed.
Fascinates me that this is something where...
Well, it's like the bear thing. It's the same thing.
Exactly. I think it's worth us talking about it, but yeah. The fact that we have elected officials that are so consumed
The woman, Borkowski,
Wait, that's her last name?
Yes.
Oh, can you get
her? I think we ought to get her on.
Is she related to me?
Not Borowski, but Borkowski, I think it is.
Oh, there's
Lisa.
A K.
No, it is Borowski.
Oh, it's Lisa.
It's Lisa.
I'm always asked whether or not I'm related to this woman.
Yeah, she ought to come on. Dan Borowski here.
She's a Democrat. Yeah, I'm not related to her.
Yeah, but she's not that type of Democrat all the time, I don't think. So she got a pass because people, you know what it's about? It's about the homeowners.
Great head of hair.
Yes. It's about the fact that homeowner associations are just, DJ lives in one, Luke's new home is in one, and you're in one, right?
I'm in one, yeah.
Is it a formal one, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, it's formal enough.
Anything?
And I got hit with a... My deck wasn't painted the right color when we moved in. So
there you go.
We had to get back there and paint that thing.
All right. There you go. So what's the stance on clotheslines? You think it's allowed?
I don't know. I actually can probably find my HOA, though, my bylaws.
All right. So I'm going to ask, where you live, is a clothesline permitted? Are there regulations? Are there things that you have to do with it? I could see them inspect. That clothesline looks frayed. Take it down. Or maybe you can't put certain things up on the clothesline. All right? So we got that going on. Here is Stephen Colbert, though, the cut of the day. This is cut 5, Dan. This clown, and I shouldn't call him a clown because he's not funny. Colbert to Trump, calling out Trump for attacking Bruce Springsteen. Here's Colbert.
Sorry, I'm lacking here. This is my fault.
Okay. Yeah. Cut 5.
Cut 5.
Yep.
Cut 5, and cut 5 is coming right now, delivered.
After the boss called Trump corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous at a concert in Manchester, England. Trump did not appreciate Springsteen's constructive criticism, posting, "I see that highly overrated Bruce Springsteen goes to a foreign country to speak badly about the president of the United States. Never liked him, never liked his music, or his radical left politics, and importantly, he's not a talented guy." What are you, I don't understand. What are you doing? What are you doing? Attacking Bruce is like attacking America itself. I haven't seen a politician be this tone deaf since Herbert Hoover's campaign slogan, apple pie sucks and so does your mom. Yeah.
All right, so attacking Bruce, Dan. It's like attacking America, this fraudulent figure, with another fraudulent figure who lives in a complete bubble, an alleged Catholic, Stephen Colbert. He thinks if you're going after Springsteen, this is like a 90-10 issue. 90% of Americans will be after you.
No.
That day is long past. It's probably around 50-50, and it's fading on his 50% of the side.
Is that why they keep wheelbarrowing Springsteen out in front of crowds?
That's what they think, right. Yeah, they believe it's a 90-10.
Another example of why they're so out of touch.
Exactly. It's not a 90-10. All right, Dan, you got this by hook or by crook, too. YouTube alert, youtube.com/1210WPHT. This is a ballot that the Republicans have. I didn't see it where I voted.
No, you didn't get one?
Vince Fenerty, again, deliver one over here. I'll sign it. write in Pat Dugan for district attorney. Don't give Larry Krasner a free ride. Take this card into the polls with you. Turn the card over for instructions on how to write in your vote.
Well, that's quite the strategy.
Yeah, so their strategy now is to pick off Dugan, who said, who knows what he'll do, though, that if he loses, he won't run as a Republican. This is what they're reduced to. This is how bad the Republican Party's gotten here and in many places. All right, 855-839-1210. I have in front of me a lot of the stuff that we believe now, and we're going to be bringing you the next few days, some of the congresspeople we really trust, like Van Drew, Perry, people like that. What is actually in this big, beautiful bill? There's a lot of complaints. And look, I'm not going to, well, let me give you one here that is almost hard to believe. The SALT people. Now, if you're a listener talking, you know that SALT means state and local tax, right? Like Jersey. Jersey's horrible. So they want relief off the backs of taxpayers in states that are sane. The SALT Coalition. That's Illinois, California, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey. I may be leaving one out. They're asking for the cap. If you're a single person, you would be able to take off $62,000. $62,000 from your federal tax bill. If you're filing jointly, it would be $124,000 you can take off. Can you imagine these people? Look, we love Jeff Andrew when he was on. I know he was in the 30,000 range. I don't like any of it. I'm fine with the $10,000 cap. We're given some relief, but we're not going to make up for the fact that Jersey is run by progressives. Can you imagine $124,000 they're asking for, or they're holding up the bill? If you don't let us have that jointly. Now, I'm sure that's a talking point in the beginning, but still, $124,000. Of relief from your federal taxes because of what goes on in a place like Jersey. I think it's going to be 40 plus. I'm not on board with it. Well, then, Don, we got to get this other, let them have it. You know, here we go again. No, it's wrong. And it's not going to solve the problem in Jersey. All right, let me give you the side question today. Yesterday was the birthday of Malcolm X. He would have been 100, which... You know, he seems like a young man because remember he was gunned down. I don't know if he was 40 or so yet in Harlem. And that was what, 1965-ish or so. So it's a long time ago. He would have been 100 yesterday. And he is the stuff of a great biopic with Will Smith playing Malcolm X. Really, really good job. So we're looking for some media, like a song, like a film. That is taking a true story and telling it somewhat faithfully and telling it well, you know, an all-timer. So I think of a song, movie. Henry, is there a third category we talked about? I'm not sure.
TV, book, TV. Anything like okay, any yeah. piece of media.
All right, so I'm going to take off Oppenheimer. It grossed about $1 billion, and I think it's pretty accurate of his role in the atomic bomb, etc. The other one, when I Googled it, that people think was very accurate, Denzel Washington is the football coach. Remember the Titans.
Mm-hmm. Herman Boone.
And it, yes, Herman Boone, and allows me to do my line, game ball, Ronnie Bass. You want him off the team, you go and tell him he's off the team. All right, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so I'll take two movies off the board real quick. First one I'm going to take off is The Social Network, the story, the David Fincher movie, and story on how Facebook came to be the giant and what went on behind the scenes in making it that giant. The other one I want to take off is my favorite Christmas movie, Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Tom Hanks and Leo DiCaprio. Leo DiCaprio, obviously, is con man Frank Abagnale.
Right.
But, you know, obviously, there is controversy with that movie saying that Frank Abagnale fabricated most of that story. And it's like, well, no, duh. The man was a con man. What do you think? He was going to tell you the truth?
Yes, exactly.
So I like those two pieces of media, as well as the song we got playing in the background here, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot.
Based on a real deal. Okay. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. You hit us with that right now on the side. And if you're in Jersey, I mean, what do you think is appropriate relief? Imagine $124,000 filing jointly. This is what's going to make this bill difficult. It's sort of moving along. President Trump involved now. And again, if Trump doesn't do something here, then this is going to be very, very difficult stuff. 855-839-1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
10. All right, it is Dom time. Coming to your calls, we'll talk with Ryan Walters, this guy. You've heard him before with me, superintendent of schools in Oklahoma. How they use the Bible actually in classrooms, which caused a lot of controversy, but now even more, how they're teaching the 2020 election, being called conspiracy mongering, misinformation. because they're talking about some of the things we saw, like here in Pennsylvania. You're not allowed to talk about that. Where's the line? And I'll ask him some questions between, all right, you've gone too far here, conspiracy, or saying, hey, these are facts, kids. Here are some of the things happen with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, et cetera. Making international news. He'll be here at 12:30 on that. And we're monitoring whenever Jeff Van Drew's hearing subcommittee today, he's going to get into what this congresswoman did. Here's Scott Jennings. This is cut seven. Last night, battling Joey Rozinski, who is a Democrat strategist, about what this LaMonica McIver clearly did with the red blazer on. Here's Scott.
So the congresswoman, after this incident happened, she actually said that she was being pushed and shoved. There was one ICE officer when I was entering back into the gate to the facility where he was literally using his elbows, shoulders, everything pushing against me not to let me in. It may be one of those cases where there is a lot of pushing and shoving happening in both directions. Is that you were there actually as well, right?
I was there after the mayor was arrested.
Is that enough to justify charges?
Because the construct of this is very interesting. These kinds of charging cases are not made by Alina Haba or any United States attorney in the District of New Jersey. If you're indicting an elected official, especially a federal official, it is made in Maine justice, always. Pam Bondi is the Attorney General of the United States. It was ultimately her decision. Pam Bondi was the lobbyist for the GEO Group, which owns Delaney Hall, which has a $1.2 billion with a B contract at Delaney Hall. And of course,
that's the ICE facility.
And of course, probably does not want her former client being impeded from having members of Congress performing their oversight responsibilities. So this thing is rotten from start to finish. This attorney general should never have been involved in charging anybody for a former client that benefits a former client. And they should have allowed.
How does it benefit the client?
Because Mayor Baraka does not give them a certificate of occupancy. And if these members of Congress.
What does that have to do with a clear video of someone assaulting a police officer?
Was that pretty clear? There's nothing clear about it.
It's not a cheap fake, I can assure you of that.
Let me tell you something. If you took off your MAGA goggle glasses and looked at it.
It's not a cheap fake. It's a real video.
It's not the whole video either.
It's not the whole video either.
With all due respect.
Oh, the whole video. Now we're going to need Deeza Bruder. We're going to have to move it. You saw her. I saw her. You know exactly what's going on. They're going to shove their way in. She ought to be charged. And now we're going to see it play out in Congress. And Democrats are threatening all kinds of things, starting with Van Drew's subcommittee today. So we'll bring you that. We'll see what they try to do here. You're not allowed to. You're supposed to say this LaMonica McIver is above the law. She had no right to demand to be in there. Now, I mean, there's a procedure to go through to observe this. And once everything started, she just pushed her way through. She was pushing into several people. Now, whether or not it ends up being serious on this or not, she deserves to be charged. She's not above the law. It'll be interesting, as I said, with Van Drew and the committee to see what they do. One local thing that is just stunning, even out in Bucks County. The two commissioners there, Jim Harve, Harve DeGrasse, if you differ with me, you're a Nazi, that guy. And of course, Diane Marseglia, who was a big name in the 2024 election, they got waffled yesterday. A judge tossed their climate lawsuit and says it's frivolous. There's nothing here. Remember this? They were suing oil companies. What's Bucks County doing suing oil companies? And it was dismissed with prejudice, meaning, yeah, get out of here. You can't bring it up again. And remember, they did it in the dead of night. They put it inside some kind of meeting bill that nobody knew about. It's a few years till Bucks County has a chance to erupt and vote out Diane Marseglia. But again, it comes back to even Bucks County has these two on it that are running things. Delaware County has five progressives. Chester County's got the two, the ones that allowed the prison to allow the guy to crab walk and escape. And then we have Montgomery County, which is Little Philadelphia. On and on it goes. What is wrong with voters in the suburbs? Do they want Bucks County commissioners suing over climate? Well, they got elected on the abortion issue, if you remember. I know. What do they have to do with abortion? Go figure. They just talk about it. So these suburban commissioners and all this are very, very difficult. But this lawsuit was infamous, and the judge dismissed it and essentially said, get out of here. All right, hit us with, Dan, we didn't get yours. Something the media did, some media formulation that told a true story, told it well, made it entertaining, interesting, etc. What do you have?
Yeah, Dom, I'm going to take you back to the late 60s in Switzerland, Dom, where Frank Zappa and the Mother's Invention were performing at the Montreux Casino Theater. And the theater was set to close down after the concert. And during the Frank Zappa concert, a flare gun was fired, hit the ceiling, and lit the casino on fire. Across the way, across Lake Geneva, was a band sitting there called Deep Purple, who was actually set to take over the casino to record their next album. Dom, Deep Purple sat there, wrote the song Smoke on the Water as they watched the smoke pillow across Lake
Geneva. That's pretty
good
songwriting. Huh. Yeah, that's great stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
To be able to do that on the spot as the place is burning.
And you actually have a line in there that says, some stupid with a flare gun. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, that's a good one. All right, that's heavy duty cut. So it could be a song. It can be a film. It can be TV. It can be a book. Henry and I gave you films. Hit us with that today. Yesterday was the anniversary of Martin Luther King. Malcolm X would have been 100. And, of course, I think that's a great biopic. All right, Chef Dave in Oak Glen is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dom. How are you today?
Good. Good, Dave.
All right, first, about the salt reduction, whatever you're calling this thing.
Yes.
I'm from New Jersey, born and raised. And you know something? Trump's right. He only did it was for us stupid New Jerseyers to get rid of the Democrats running our state.
Right. So you're in favor of these numbers I gave you?
I'm in favor of the 10 G's.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
10 G's. Yeah, okay, get rid of these morons that are, corrupt politicians that are taking all these kickbacks. You don't think there's kickbacks?
Sure, but let me give you the other side, what they're saying, the politicians. They're saying in Jersey, we can't get rid of them. So you're meaning to say people like you in Jersey are going to be burdened with all these taxes?
You got it, or move. I'm looking at Alabama, I'll be honest with you. Mobile, Alabama.
You are. Now, what would you be missing, though, Dave? We go through this all the time. People like to stay in Jersey. It's a place. It's got the foods, the language, the sounds. Could you really give that up?
Well, as long as I got, your app, I can listen to your show, and I'm good.
All right. Henry, you ask me all the time. Promo.
Yeah,
right there. All right.
Just about
stop
to say.
12-2804. Write it down. Have it. Get Frank Canal in here. Let's get it in the next hour in production. All right. I'm writing that down, Dave. You are just unbelievable. Yes. Thank you, Dave. No, I mean that. We feel for people in Jersey. We've been through this. Well, just move. I get it why you can't. It's got a place. It's got its own music, sound. It's got all of its problems, but it's Jersey. It's a real vibrant place. It's not like flyover country, something like that. It's hard to give it up. That seems to be the only choice. We're going to see in the upcoming election, Chitterelli against Mikey Sherrill, probably. Are Jerseyans going to continue to put somebody in that will do what Phil Murphy did? Maybe not be as obnoxious, have better hair. She does have better hair than the King of Hair. There's that. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Superintendent of Schools in Oklahoma, Ryan Walters. He's been on with me several times. He was a guy they were thinking about to be the head of the Department of Education. He's got the Bible in schools, taught as a subject. But more importantly, 2020, you're getting a sense of some of the shenanigans that went on. And it's being called, you're teaching conspiracy to kids in Oklahoma. All right, he's next. Your call is 855-839-1210. Hey, don't miss out on the memorial sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, buy three bottles, get two free memorial deals. Stock up on your favorite, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. So whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol offers, whether you need probiotics, natural pain relief. Everything is on sale. Everything. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Don't miss the opportunity for huge savings on over 50 rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Dom Giordano show. So somehow or another, I got my hands on a homeowners association. And boy, they don't like clotheslines to hang up your clothes. But first, let's talk with a friend of the show, Oklahoma Superintendent of Schools Ryan Walters, who's been with us a lot because he's doing a lot of exciting things in Oklahoma, one of which is now the 2020 election. How's that being taught? Let's go to Oklahoma. Superintendent Walters, Ryan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. Always great to be on.
Well, you are a busy guy here now. Here's some of the headlines. I think this was The Guardian. Walters will teach 2020 election conspiracy as fact. Another said, Oklahoma promotes misinformation in schools. Oh, the kids. I added, oh, the kids. So explicitly, what are you teaching about the 2020 election?
I love when they describe it as misinformation. So what we said very clearly is they're going to cover the 2020 election, and they are going to study graphs, charts, and data points, including the difference in mail-in ballots and the amount of mail-in ballots from previous years, when the amount of batch dumps in certain counties, bellwether trends and what they look like as compared to other elections, and overall results from states and in comparisons with previous election cycles. So they're going to look at the facts, and they can come to their own conclusion on what happened in 2020. But the facts are the facts. I was on MSNBC the other night. I mean, forgive me for that. And I go on there, and they're arguing with me about the batch dumps and the pausing and ballots. And then I read to them online. I go, guys, you guys reported this. I've got your articles. They're so up online when these things happen. But now you're trying to gaslight everybody into saying, no, 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 nothing to see here. Don't even tell the kids that there were millions more votes that year. No, no, we're supposed to just memory hold that and forget about it. Well, look, we're going to teach our kids the facts. And that, yeah, there's a lot of people questioning 2020. They look at Joe Biden and go, how'd that guy ever get elected? And what happened in 2020? And so, yeah, we want our kids to actually be critical thinkers. So we're going to present them with all those facts and let them come to their own conclusion.
How much might Pennsylvania play out in this? You can give me a call and we'll tell you about our Supreme Court, which you probably know. There was a pause in the voting. I was on the air when that happened. And then when it picked up again, even though I think Democrats, Ryan, that time around in Pennsylvania, did vote more by mail-in balloting, we caught up the last time. What does the teacher, what class is this in that you cover this in?
Yeah, this would be our kids' junior year of high school. So this is when they're 17 years old or so.
And is the course called the 2020 election, or is this part of a wider scope?
Oh, yeah, this is part of our entire U.S. history course. So,
okay.
And just to show you, the left loses their mind. You know what? In 2000, we have them analyze the 2000 election, including the Supreme Court decision on hanging Chad. So, you know, we have kids critically think about elections and look at it, and the left didn't have a problem with that till we say, you know what? Over 30 states passed voter integrity laws after 2020. Probably important for our kids to know the context of why so many people were concerned about mail-in ballots across the country after 2020.
Well, I see this as an opportunity to get rid of just wild conspiracies, something they might see on the internet, you know, Twitter, something like that, and actually have a debate on sources and material that you talked about. There could be a great debate. How credible do you find it? Does Oklahoma have these so-called media literacy like Jersey does? I would probably think not, because what it is just feeding them sources that are left or far left.
Yeah. No, I mean, what we've seen here in the state is just this constant, you know, left-wing talking point. Hey, here's what NPR said. Here's what the New York Times said. And again, that's what we literally put in the standards. Let's look at the data points. And again, kids can draw their own conclusion on the data points. They can look at it and then say, yeah, this was way off. This is why we would have concerns on, did this many people really send in mail-in ballots? Was voter integrity at question here? Why did things pause? Kids need to study that, and they can form their own conclusions. I know you remember this, but I'm a former high school history and government teacher. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. You present kids with the facts and let them go analyze it. Let them come in and go, well, you know what? You know, honestly, I can see why a lot of people were concerned, because, you know, we've never seen this many mail-in ballots before. And so, yeah, a lot of people probably are concerned. But somebody else might come in and say, look, political strategy changed because they were allowing mail-in ballots. Then people are going to look at the court rulings, like you said, particularly in Pennsylvania. Let them go through all of these facts. Let them think about that. Let them be critical thinkers. Let them think about what was going on in America at the time. And then, they're losing their mind too, because guess what else we put in there? They're going to study the origins of COVID, that it came from a Chinese lab.
Oh, man, now we've gone too far. That's it. Oklahoma seceding from the union. That's what's going on here.
It's like, well, guys, we got to explain that as to what was going on in the country in 2020. And they go, well, how can you guys put it in there that it came from a Chinese lab? I'm like, the CIA and FBI have said that it came from a Chinese lab. So, you know, but the left, again, they want to send all this stuff, wrap it in a New York Times or NPR, you know, bubble tape here, and go, no, no, no. This is the story. This is what you will tell them. Don't let them ask questions. And we're just not going to do that here.
Absolutely. Now, are you aware? I know how busy you are where you are, but you're a national figure, too. I'm intrigued that school choice in a big time way is in the big, beautiful bill. I don't know if it'll get past the rhinos in the Senate, Ryan, but I'm told with House members, they're gung ho going forward. And this would be billions of dollars a year for school choice.
Look, I'm telling you, President Trump is the school choice president. I mean, he talked about this on the campaign trail constantly. What we're going to do is we're going to abolish the Department of Education. Amen to that. He has already done an incredible job. They have dismantled so much of that agency already. And number two, we're going to give power back to parents through national school choice. Again, that way, even if you're trapped in a blue state, with a crazy governor, with a crazy legislature, guess what? Mom, Dad, we're still going to let you decide, okay? Because you've got to be in control of your child's education. And I applaud the president for keeping that promise to parents and grandparents all across the country. And look, it has been huge here in Oklahoma. We've had school choice now for just our second year with it, universal school choice. Unbelievable. We have not only seen those kids flourish, we have seen the schools, the public schools, get better because guess what?
Shocker. They have
competition
to.
Works.
Yeah, they have
yeah,
to. So what's the formula where you are? The formula nationally is contributions of people, then they get a tax break to fund a lot of this, which I really like on both fronts. What do you do in Oklahoma?
In Oklahoma, we do a refundable tax credit. So
okay.
It's at the front end for both homeschooling and private school. You enroll in the school, and then the school applies for the tax credit. So, you know, that way it functions very much like an ESA.
Okay. So, Ryan, where do we find you on Twitter and everywhere else? Because you're constantly in the center of reform that we want to tell people about.
Well, I sure appreciate that. It's just Ryan Walters on Twitter. So it's just Ryan Walters _ on Twitter. And then RyanWaltersForOklahoma.com is our website that we try to keep everybody updated on what we're doing. And again, hey, I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you guys for fighting the good fight. And yeah, we will be looking at that Pennsylvania Supreme Court case too. So we're happy to continue studying that as well as we move forward. So really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you very much. Ryan Walters here, the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma, but the reach is national, the Bible, this whole thing on 2020 constantly, and this school choice thing that I mentioned is in the big bill, so far as I know right now. I have a lot here, too, on the big bill, but let me give you one more on the clothesline thing that was provided to me. Here's one homeowners association. No outside clothesline shall be constructed, erected, or maintained on the front yard or side yard of any lot. A single removable type is approved by the board, mm-hmm. may be located within the confines of the other areas of the lot, but in big capital letters, must be removed when not in use. You can't keep your clothesline.
Well, that's like one of those retractable ones that they like.
Yeah, but it's like the... it's like the bird thing,
That's also on there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's on there, too. The bird feeder thing with the bears in Jersey. They had to be up 10 feet and all this. So you got to take on down your clothesline all the time. That's why you have it. You put it up and it stays there and you just put it up when you need it. My God.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, it's kind of like.
Oh, see? Now you're showing. We have to get Lisa Browski on here.
No, it's like. And it's not the clothesline that bothers me, but there's a lot of stuff on here that I feel right. is necessary to keep a very nice-looking kind of neighborhood.
Ah, snobbery. Tell us. Go ahead.
Oh, like no exterior loudspeakers other than that, than as maybe right. contained in portable radios or television sets. I don't want boom parties in my neighborhood. I'm happy okay. I have an HOA to protect me from something like that.
All right. So I have always
No resident or his or her yeah. invitee shall make any disturbing noises anywhere in or on the lot. Or development of permit or anything done with it. Well, there's a lot of
disturbing noises. Yeah.
I've always been the anti, no surprise, homeowners association. And I've noticed over the years, it's grown. I'd say a quarter of people in the area might be in a homeowners of some sort.
Hmm.
So it indicates to your point that people like it.
Here's another one, Dom. All sports, games, and play activities are prohibited on association property.
What the heck?
Well,
what?
With the exception of the playground area and your own lot, but please be respectful of your neighbor's properties.
No noxious or offensive activities shall be carried on upon the common property or any lot. What the hell is going on here? Oh,
man. You see their fence guidelines?
Now you could use me for that because the fence can only be 6 feet high. So if I'm standing there, obviously, the fence would be underneath me.
And
be
only
underneath
6 feet
everybody.
Straight across.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't get that either.
Build a wall and put a fence on top of it.
Yeah, these people are insane. They love it to move to these places. And I remember Phil Hendry, who was talk radio master mimic. And he did a whole, one of his biggest bits was the president of the homeowners. They played the presidential song when the guy came on and he started giving all these edicts. Wow. Is it Maisie or you? It seems like you because you're a pet peeve guy. You don't want any of that in the home. Yeah, with homeowners, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. You give residents an inch, they're going to take a mile, you know?
All right. 855-839-1210.
Basketball nets are not permitted in the streets or on curbs. All portable basketball nets must be kept at least 10 feet from the street. Which essentially means, and because I guess some of us have driveways, but most of us don't have driveways.
I could
play on the grass.
I could live with that. It's hard to play in the grass. You know what? But when you're in the street, that's an accident potentially and problems there. So,
Are we talking in Dan's neighborhood?
Yeah.
I mean, Dan, I've been to your house. There's not exactly cars flying through there.
Well, that's true. So it's 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless.
They could definitely play basketball out there.
All you need to is just push #1210. We're coming to your calls next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, this just in, big news. Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson are apparently engaged. That's what's being reported. Oh, man. This guy's not going to coach another game ever. It's going to be hard to come back from this. And the tush push is on the clock. I haven't seen an update on this. I think the Eagles get one more year of it. They need 3/4 of the votes, but apparently Roger Goodell is dead set to stop this. And to me, if they do stop it, it just shows you that football isn't competitive. It's all one group of people getting together, essentially, to con you. It's a big con. If you can't do this play, and they're going to mask it by saying you can't do it anywhere on the field, not just what the Eagles do. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. These whiny Green Bay Packers. Would Vince Lombardi be whining in this manner? The whiny coach of the Buffalo Bills. They're so tough with their weather and all. They can't do anything with it with the Eagles for a lot of reasons that we've been through. So let's ban it. If it doesn't happen now, I think it's going to happen. And it's a tell. They don't want any kind of advantage that is outside the norm. They just want parity. And that, to me, is apparently what America wants. Maybe Democrats ought to study the NFL. Could you create a nation like the NFL? Could you con people? You know, pick the brain of Roger Goodell and these guys. America, at least when it comes to sports, they want parity. They don't want dominance. All right, let's go to, I love this one. I'm going to get to Ben. This is a potential winner. Hey, Ben, what do you have today? Hi. Yo, Ben.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Ben and Vineland. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, hey. I wanted to talk about Biden and just how destructive he has been to our country. And years from now, we're going to only learn how bad it's been.
Hopefully it'll be pretty quick. And we're going to learn that some people committed what I believe are criminal acts with a variety of things, because he certainly wasn't acting as president.
Well, Congress a year or so ago passed this Chip Safety Act.
Yes.
And basically what that does is, we don't want China getting hold of these super chips for AI, because, you know, for obvious reasons. But we also don't want countries that have close ties to China to have them either. And Biden allowed the UAE to get these super chips. And now a lot of Republicans, understandably, are concerned that the UAE is going to pass it over to China. Why isn't that being spoken about in regards to Biden?
I hadn't heard that, Ben, so I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah, that would be something to amplify. What's your media treatment? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I got mixed up, Dom. I'm sorry. That was Trump that did that, not Biden.
Oh, okay.
Do you think it's a good... I got mixed up. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, Ben. Why go through... of course I don't, if that's what happened. Of course I don't. Thank you, Ben. God, it's exhausting to go through this. Look, just come on and say Trump did this, and then I know what you're talking about, and you can ask me, do you think that's right? I mean,
you
don't have
to... people like that, to be honest.
You don't have to lie to get past the screener. You know, I take calls on this stuff back and forth.
What a waste of, like, a lot of people.
You know what this is like? I was on Newsmax today, and there's another incident of this where the person who was a valedictorian gave the speech at George Washington gives a phony speech, lies, and says what they're going to say. Then when they actually got up there at the graduation, they attack Israel. And the reason this is wrong at a graduation is, what are you supposed to do if you're sitting there? There's no other side. There's nothing given. It's not about that. These Gaza mob people fixated on this are the TikTok generation, where they get their information. The school's got to do a better job. They got to say, you're not going to get your diploma. We're going to fight you in court if you're lying about this. You'd have to sign a paper with some kind of penalty. If you're going to speak at the graduation, we're not going to censor every word, but you got to tell us the general tone of what you're going to talk about. And it can't be just attacking one entity where people have to sit there and listen to this at a graduation. It's not about that. And yet, this is the second case. NYU, to their credit, is withholding the degree. I don't know. It'll go to court. Make them work for it. Maybe it's a year. Maybe they don't have a degree. I'd fight them to the Supreme Court. I'm not giving you the degree. Make me. All right. So, Ben, thank you very much. Yeah, good
this,
one,
this
too.
This guy really goes through the effort. I mean, yes. Just to clarify for the listeners, yes, how pathetic this guy truly is.
Right.
He goes through the effort of getting new phone numbers to try to call, waste people's time with a fake
right
topic, and
right
then completely does a 180. It's just, it's sad that people maybe have that kind of time in their data waste. Or,
different towns. We appreciate it.
I feel bad for the guy.
I'm going to take it away. What he had, too. I could have voted for that. Saving Private Ryan.
It's a good answer.
It's a great answer because I think it's very realistic. And on network TV, to hear the profanity that you hear, I think it's for this. It's not gratuitous. It's exactly right that they play the cursing. I mean, my God.
Soldiers that were there on D-Day, they watched that opening scene of that film. They went, oh, my goodness, this is just how it happened.
Yeah. And they probably, you know, they couldn't see, they were worried about themselves. They couldn't see the panoramic of the whole. My God. That they were able to do that is one of the most remarkable things ever. Would have been a win. Sorry, Ben, whatever your name is out
sad
there.
Sad to have such a good answer,
Taylor. I'll send your prize to the UAE. Dan's get that address again in the UAE that we're going to send it. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.